Floods in the Democratic Republic of Congo have caused a lot of trouble in the capital city of Kinshasa. The River Congo, which goes through the country, has reached its highest level in 60 years. This means that water has been pouring into people's homes and covering the roads. Other areas outside of the capital have also been affected by the flooding. Sadly, over 300 people have lost their lives in the floods over the past few months. People in Kinshasa have reported that schools, hospitals, and churches have been destroyed, and many have lost their homes and belongings. The situation in Kinshasa is really bad. People say that their houses are filled with water and important places have been destroyed. The city has a lot of small rivers and streams that are usually used as open sewers, and now many of them are overflowing. People are using canoes to get around the flooded streets, and trucks are driving carefully through the water. The River Congo has risen to a level just below the worst flooding in 1961, which has caused more damage in other cities like Kisangani. The flooding has not only affected the Democratic Republic of Congo, but also the neighboring country of Congo-Brazzaville. More than 336,000 people and 34 health facilities have been impacted by the floods in Congo-Brazzaville. People think that climate change is one of the reasons why there has been so much heavy rain, which has caused the flooding. This is not the first time that Kinshasa has had such terrible floods. Something similar happened just over a year ago and more than 120 people died. The situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo shows how much damage climate change can do to communities that are already vulnerable. It reminds us that we need to take action to address climate change and reduce its effects.